Mark chapter 16. The reason the stone was removed from Jesus' tomb was not so that Jesus could get out, but so that we could get in. Jesus was crucified a day like today, Friday. He gave up his spirit around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Between that time and the sunset, Jose processed the permission before Pilate to put him in a tomb, in a rock, wrapping him in a linen canvas. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mark 15:46. As when we anxiously await the results of a medical examination, so must have been the Sabbath day for Mary. Mary, the mother of James, and for Salome, who very early, with aromatic spices, came to the tomb to anoint him. During all this time, his concern was, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? Verse 3. It was very large. Verse 4. Their minds were overshadowed by the incomprehensible execution of Jesus. Disoriented by the events of a couple of days earlier, now their minds were troubled that they did not have the strength to move such a rock. The event that would distinguish Christianity from all other religions was occurring. The resurrection of Christ. What stones are you worried about? What anxieties fill your soul? Right now, and every moment, God is doing something miraculous in your life or in the life of your neighbor. Or something seamlessly simple, but no less an expression of his grace. Oh, may God give me the grace to cast all my anxiety upon him. 1 Peter 5:7. And open my mind, my heart, and my eyes to see the glory of God at dawn and sunset, in the smile of a child, in the salvation of a soul that finds Christ today. The stone that is blocking your blessings has already been removed, but you don't know until you go there.